It is said that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, in which case Dunkin' Donuts is being flattered left and right. McDonald's has introduced a new premium coffee similar to our recipe through Green Mountain Coffee Roasters under the Newman's Own label in shops throughout New England. Burger King, too, has improved its coffee, now called BK Joe, and Starbucks, whenever possible, is retrofitting its shops with drive-thrus. In preparation for this competition, Dunkin' Donuts has held group meetings with shop managers, getting them refocused on coffee excellence and placing the advertising and PR spotlight on coffee. We're here today with John Gilbert, Vice President of Marketing, to talk about dealing with the Golden Arches and other coffee competitors. McDonald's is entering the premium coffee market. As a company, is this something we should be worrying about?
When McDonald's introduced Chicken Selects 2 years ago, they stole the chicken strip business from KFC. They also created substantial supply issues in the fresh chicken category. So when McDonald's does something, everyone should pay attention. When they're getting into the premium coffee category, which is the heart and soul of the Dunkin' brand, it's critical that we take them seriously. What we think will happen is that McDonald's will make a big deal out of coffee, and then McDonald's will move off to something else, probably burgers or maybe salads or maybe chicken strips. At Dunkin' Donuts, we're obsessed about coffee. Our focus on coffee is permanent and enduring. I wouldn't characterize our response as worried. We've been practicing for this for over a year now with franchisee and franchisor involvement.
So we've got Starbucks with drive-thrus now and McDonald's with a premium blend coffee. Will our advertising focus need to shift at all to deal with any of that?
Our advertising approach is a little bit different for the next few months. First, we will have a great deal more TV weight supporting coffee than we've had in the most recent past and perhaps ever in the history of Dunkin' Donuts. We'll devote a number of TV windows, that's 4-week periods, to the support of coffee over the next few months. Second, our advertising for coffee will take a very unique approach. We have solicited true customer stories of the great lengths that our customers go to have or enjoy Dunkin' Donuts coffee. People in foreign countries going from one major city to another, hours worth of travel each way to enjoy a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Other people braving snowstorms or hurricanes. These true stories will be positioned in a way that not just tell the customer side of the story, but also give us a chance to demonstrate the great lengths we go to making America's best coffee.
Obviously, when we are focusing our ad dollars on coffee, that's money we are not spending on our other products and money that we're not spending on new products.
We have elected to devote a significant amount of our resources to advertising coffee because it's easier to protect existing market share in coffee, protect your transactions, than it is to try and drive new transactions in the face of what McDonald's is doing. It's a delicate balance. We're on air right now with the Great Lengths campaign. That gives us the ability to talk about America's best coffee in fairly compelling ways. It also gives us the ability to create news around hot coffee. So come on in and get it in, you know, any one of 9 flavors. Marry the message around sort of new product news as well as coffee.
Now, McDonald's is using coffee making equipment similar to ours and a coffee recipe much closer to ours than it was in the past.
It's true they are using some of the same equipment and some of the same beans, but a couple things are also true. One is they're not grinding fresh every day, and that makes a tremendous difference in the quality of a cup of coffee. And two is they've got to focus on 20 other things, and that crew member at the front line trying to prepare burgers and breakfast sandwiches and apple pies and salads and chicken strips is also going to be the one making coffee. And in the end, quality rules. Our focus on coffee is what's going to make us successful. The key mantra for Dunkin' coffee really is ground fresh, brewed fresh, made just the way you want it every time you come in. And making coffee the way customers want it is no easy thing. No one else in the competitive set does that.
You've been listening to Duncan Brands Radio with your host, Mike Fish. Thanks for listening.